the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome, Brains, to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Welcome home. Are you sitting there with that disrespectful kink in your back? Are you experiencing pain because you have carpal tunnel syndrome? Do you have varicose veins? Well, I have a husband and wife team that is here on the edge with us from Hawaii that has come up with an amazing invention to help you roll out and maybe even recover from this pain and anxiety. Eileen and Anthony Crisco. They're here again. They are the creators of the Fashionator. Now, the Fashionator is a roller that can free you from effects of the pain of your joints, stiffness, migraines, arthritis, varicose veins, constipation, Brains. What if you have a frozen shoulder? Again, we talked about carpal tunnel syndrome. I have been posting a lot of their videos on my Facebook page as well as my Instagram because I think this is amazing, and I can talk to this because I suffer with this as well. And they're talking about pain relief without drugs from a holistic approach. So help me welcome them to the Edge, the dynamic duo of Eileen and Anthony Crisco. How are you?
Hi, Brains. How are you?
Hello, Brains. We are doing well out in Hawaii.
I know. I am so jealous. Number one, you're in Hawaii, one of my favorite places on the planet. And number two, you've got the secret to relieving some pain without some drugs. So first, we're going to start with you, Anthony, because I haven't had an opportunity to meet you. I talked to Eileen a little bit. But tell me about your expertise and how you started in this work and what led you to this great invention.
Well, over 25 years ago, I knew I wanted to do something with the body along the lines of physical therapy and rehabilitation. And at the time, I was applying to grad school, but it was all impacted. So I ended up becoming a personal trainer. And about 10 years after I became a trainer, this is when they first started with the foam rollers, those big white things are 3 feet long, 6 inches
right.
in diameter. They deform under your weight. So I learned through the National Academy of Sports Medicine back in 2005 about just the basic principles of rolling with a foam roller. And at that point, I had specialized my practice into post-rehabilitation because back in the 90s there and in the early 2000s, there was physical therapy and then there was activities of daily living. What I noticed was a little gap in between when I get discharged from physical therapy, am I necessarily healthy enough to do all the things I used to do? And the answer
no,
there is a resounding
not.
No.
I had to jump in on that because I went to a physical therapist, and it was awful sauce. It was awful. I was kinked right
yeah.
back up in about 2 or 3 weeks.
And what had happened is I started picking up all the clients that had amputations or diabetes or hip replacements and knee replacements and broken backs and necks and car accident victims. And they finished their therapy, but they were still in chronic pain, taking a lot of morphine for their pain. And as we know, at this point, it's an epidemic proportion in terms of people rushing these pills into their body to block pain, where at the end of the day, they're addicted to the pills. So as
okay.
time went on, I realized I have people who were getting better. They were stopped taking their pain pills. They start riding their horses again. They start telling their friends, like, I don't know what this rolling thing is, but all I can tell you is I'm more flexible. I sleep better. I poop better. I breathe better. My fingers don't hurt. My shoulder's not popping. You name it. And I can list about 75 different medical, quote-unquote, diagnoses that we've been able to rectify, mitigate, or ameliorate completely with our process.
Wow. Okay, so now we want to talk to Eileen. How did you fall into the fold, honey? Were you his first prototype? Were you the first person that rolled on this roller?
Actually, I was one of the first. We knew each other since 9. And way later after college, yes, we met, we reunited, and we eventually got married. And at the time, I was a medical researcher. So I was in medical research for 18 years, working in the lab, trying to help find a cure for breast cancer, trying to develop drugs to help people with a lot of the problems that Anthony had mentioned, all these chronic pain problems and chronic disease problems. And I was watching him and his success in helping heal people, or helping people to heal themselves with the roller and with the process that he started teaching. So, you know, I was kind of his guinea pig in the early days, as well as his clients were guinea pigs as well. And I decided to join him because he was helping to heal people much faster than I was helpful in helping out the community. Because
well,
it takes
I'm sure
a while
that you
to
were
develop
very
a
helpful.
Drug.
Yeah, I mean, because you come with the medical scientific approach. Absolutely. So that's the perfect blend. So now tell me, what, without going into the patent and all that, what is this fascinator? What is it made out of?
All right. Well, first thing, I have a hashtag. It's called hashtag it's not a foam roller. So that's the first thing. Number one.
I got to be sure to put that down.
Hashtag
it
is not a foam roller.
All right.
And the differences are several fold. Number one, the diameter. It's smaller in diameter, and which allows us to get into the more buried structures like the arteries, veins, and nerves and lymphatic vessels that travel in between just different sheets of fascia that separate our body into various compartments. So our roller is smaller to get into the structures that are getting impinged and blocked by the tight fascia, number one. Number two, it's more firm. It's harder. And there are varied schools of thought between what size roller, what shape roller, what firmness roller. Well, in the 7 years that we've had this invention on the market and traveling all over the world, every time someone compares the fascinator to their old roller, guess what? I have a series of images where they're throwing their old roller in the garbage because you know why? There's no comparison. Using the foam roller is like shaving your legs with your husband's rusty razor, where using the fascinator is like using a samurai sword to cut that tomato.
Wow. Okay, so that's great. Now, let me ask you a question. When you use this product, is this a part of like a class? Okay, so there's certain tools that you use in Pilates. There's certain tools you use in yoga. There's certain tools that you use when you are doing kettlebell. Is this a specialized exercise class that is designed exactly for the fascinator?
Yes, we do teach a toe-to-head method of rolling. So that method is called the fascination method. And again, because pretty tricky. That's great, huh?
I love it. Brand it, baby.
Yes. Fascia is a organ of communication all throughout your body. It doesn't just line our muscles, but it lines all the way down to every single cell, the 70 trillion cells we have in our body. So we're teaching people not to just get that area in the hip that's really – that has that nagging pain. We're teaching them to address all of their problems by really communicating with the entire body. You use our tool to roll out from toe to head. Let me ask you a question. Which tooth do you brush?
All of
them. Which tooth do you brush every morning?
Roof of your mouth,
exactly.
Everything. I got you.
Yes, you brush it all. So it's very important for, people to think about addressing their chronic pain issues by really treating the whole body, a holistic approach. So again, yes,
now,
the fascination method.
I'm sorry, is this more exercise
well,
or is this also a form of breathing techniques and like a meditation or yoga kind of modality incorporated in that, or is this just straight out rolling?
It is rolling, but... a lot of people, they really feel a sense of embodiment during this rolling process. We will give you some breathing techniques, some guidance on how you can better experience the sensations that you feel while you roll, because it is when we roll, we are allowing people's pain to leave their body. So it is, there's definitely somewhat of a meditation process in there.
That's good. Anthony, let me ask you a quick question, too.
Sure.
When you started this work, well, no, let me go back a bit. Tell us what the fascia is. I saw it in the video. I mean, you did a phenomenal job with all your videos. They're great at explaining exactly what this looks. You have a skeleton. Tell people what that actually is.
All right. Well, in 2012, your fascia, also known as the connective tissue or the stuff we used to throw away when we would dissect the cadavers. The fascia is the largest organ of the body. And again, there's different schools of thought saying, well, is it an organ? Is it a system? Is it a this? Is it a that? You know, at the end of the day, every body has it. And everyone needs to free it, because when you don't take care of your fascia, it has been measured to put about 2,000 pounds of tensile pressure per square inch on your pain-sensitive structures. So that could speak to fibromyalgia, that could speak to chronic pain, that could speak to what they call, there's a lot of other fascia-related disorders like scleroderma, which is also related to lupus and other autoimmune diseases. So we have a little saying, if you take care of your fascia will take care of you. Because, like you know, you went to physical therapy, and they looked at the one area you said you hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I have 206 bones, 640 muscles, muscular attachments on every bone, at least two from each bone. I have 45 miles of nerves. I have 640 muscles, 360 joints, 900 ligaments, all my organs, 1,000 lymph nodes. I have all these structures, and guess where the fascia is with all of them? It wraps every single one of those down to the cellular level.
Wow.
So when we say, where is the fascia, we should actually ask ourselves, where isn't the fascia?
I get you.
Because
get you.
It is pervasive, it's everywhere, and everyone can benefit from our process.
Well, you know, I started rolling. I didn't have a fascia at that point, but I'm going to have to get me one. I started rolling kind of on a tennis ball. And it really relieved that area. But what happens, it'll kink back up, because I go back to that same old habit, that same old, sitting a certain kind of way, or sitting too long or standing too long. How does this really help people start developing an actual wellness? I know some pains you're never going to get out of, but to make it more comfortable so that you don't have the kinks, are you recommending that you do it more than one time a day, a few times a day, a few times a week? What is the practice of really kind of helping people work through this?
Well, we like to tell people, like Arlene mentioned earlier, this is just like brushing your teeth. I brush mine in the morning and I brush them at night, except on Mondays I only brush my first incisor of the front. No, that's not true. I brush them all the time. So the whole idea with this methodology, we start from the bottom of the foot, because the bottom of the foot is the terminal endpoint of all the stress in your body. It then wraps around, becomes your calves, becomes your hamstrings, becomes your glutes, becomes your spinal muscles, becomes your neck muscles, becomes the suboccipital muscles until it enters your brain and becomes the dura mater. So if I only roll one part, I'm basically shifting the tension throughout the kinetic chain versus purging the entire body, like what our methods demonstrate. If you do the entire body at least 3 times a week, a minimum, the aches and pains that used to hamper your day will be forgotten. There'll be nary a memory and a vestige of your past. Guarantee
wow.
you.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, Eileen, you've documented all of this great work in your book. Tell us about your book,
yes.
Pain Free Every Day.
Yes, my book, Pain Free Every Day, it's actually a roadmap for natural treatment when pills, injections, or surgery aren't your solution to treat chronic pain. And what I talk about is the fascination method, a little about the history of how it was developed, and how far Anthony and I go back. It's kind of a fun story. But I also address things like, you know, meditation and getting yourself in the mindset where you are ready to invest the time in yourself to heal. You know, it's a lot about self-love, right? I talk about breathing. I talk about just creating space mentally and mentally to be able to create space physically. And when I say that, you know, this process really helps you create more space in your joints, because you're relieving the tension that's causing you know, your joints to be kind of compressed. And it also creates more space around your nerves and inside of your arteries so that you have better transmission, you have better circulation and lymphatic drainage. So in this book, I basically guide you through all the areas that you should visit your mind, as well as the areas that the fascination method hits from toe to head, all the structures where we need to relieve the tension around our body.
Right. Well, we talk about expansion, and I know I am a person that I get a massage every week. I mean, that's just a part of my daily, weekly detoxification. And the masseuse always moves the energy out to create that space, to create that expansion. So I totally get where you guys are coming from. And I just, you know, am enamored at the work that you've done. And, Anthony, you are so cotton picking smart. You should have just went on and been a doctor.
True, true.
Because
well, you know, people say, they say, are you a doctor? I said, no, but I teach them.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that's fantastic because, again, I experienced that and I've went through a couple different things. I've done, you know, the acupuncture. I love to do the yoga. I do the walking. But I think the key to all of this is to be consistent. And that's where I fall short of the glory. You know, I may work out today, tomorrow I'm feeling good, and then 4 or 5 days from now I'm a total wreck. So we have to be consistent with this, like you say, like brushing your teeth all the time. So give my my brain some suggestions. Number one, we're going to get into how to get their own fascinator, but also give them some suggestions on maybe some daily routines or basic exercises that they can start incorporating in their life to relieve some of the pain. Let's do lower back.
All right. So here's what I want to tell you guys, you brains. If your low back hurts, is your low back hurt? Think about the question. If you have pain in your low back, is it your low back that is the root cause of that pain? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. If I have tight plantar fascia in the bottom of my feet, tight calves and tight hamstrings, all those tight muscles transmit their force to the center of my body, which is the low back, specifically in a structure called your thoracolumbar fascia. So you don't want to roll your low back directly. You have to address the root cause, which is all the other muscles around the vicinity. And this is steeped in Ida Rolf's work. Ida Rolf was the inventor of Rolfing, that very specific type of deep tissue massage, also known as structural integration. And what she says is pain or tightness in a muscle makes itself known at the distance attachment point. So again, if your back hurts, is it your back? Should I give you surgery, a cortisone shot, an epidural, a spinal fusion, a laminectomy, a microdiscectomy, or should I play on the fascinator every day because I love myself every day? And that's the first thing I would recommend is you wake up, you look in the mirror, and you say, hello, me, looking mighty fine today. Let's take care of that body now.
Right.
It all starts with the choice and the decision to try to be better than you were yesterday. That's it. That's what I do.
Well, let me ask you a question, Eileen. You know, on the serious tip. Now, you know, in America, almost half, if not two-thirds of the people are overweight. How does this apply?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm looking at some really nice people, and I know that in Hawaii the culture is to be nice, fine, and fluffy. That's why I love being there. But tell me what is that like? Because that adds additional stress on your joints and your muscles.
Yes, that is true. And with this process, we do have modifications. So, you know, whether you're 100 pounds or 300 pounds, you can use this process. It's very accessible to everybody to relieve the tension that causes the pull on the joints, you know. And this is kind of like exercise because you're moving a lot around a lot, getting up and down. And this process will allow you after time, after you develop the habit, to be able to lose weight, to go out there and walk a little longer, you know,
okay.
To go out there and try an exercise class. It really helps with just regulating your physiological processes. So increased circulation, better lymphatic drainage, both of those will help with pain. and your body just becomes more balanced. So when you feel like you have better control over your body, you're more apt to go out and walk longer or exercise or try something new.
Right, right. Well, Anthony, please tell us how we can all go out and run out and purchase our own Fashionator. And then, Eileen, I want you to tell me how we can all get a copy of your book.
All right. Thank you very much, April. So if you want to purchase a Fashionator, you can visit our website, which is www.thefashionator.com. I will spell that for you. It's THEFASCIANATOR.com. And you can shop at our store. We have Fashionator rollers. We have travel size rollers. You can order gua sha scrapers if you have arthritic fingers and toes. It's a little jade piece that we also teach people how to use to take care of themselves. Eileen, why don't you let her know how she can get your book?
Well, the book actually isn't available in bookstores until January 2020, but because I am the author, I do get early copies, and you can get our book at our my book on our website. Same website, thefashionator.com.
Well, thank you so much for dedicating your time and energy to relieving chronic pain for my brains, because it is serious. And there is an overprescribing of drugs, not necessarily the doctor, but sometimes people need it, and we want to get away from that. We want to get away from the opioids. We want to get away from those cortisone injections if we can. And I think that this is a great product. Like I said, I don't really promote a lot of products, but I have been giving you guys a lot of steam because I appreciate what you do. Thank you so much for being here with me on the Edge, Eileen and Anthony Crisco from Hawaii.
Thank you, April Mahoney.
All right.
Thank you,
Brains.
April.
Thank you, Brains.
All right,
yes,
Brains.
Thank
I
you,
need
Brains.
Check
us out.
Yep. I want you guys to get out and get some exercise. Do some bending overs, get you some rollers, soak in a hot tub, get your feet done, all of that, because it's about self-care, and that's what we do here on The Edge. We make sure we take care of you. Follow me, other edgy conversations, on Blog Talk Radio all over the planet. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, Brains.